with Pete Mortimer, the general manager of one of Oxford's most prolific nightclubs, Wahoo, and the soon-to-open venue, The Warehouse. What sort of nights do you run here at the moment, Pete?
A whole plethora. A lot of people don't know we're actually open during the day, and it's not just for lost property requests either. It's not just for someone to pop in and say, excuse me, hello, have you seen the shoe I lost last night? We have had someone come in and ask for the lipstick once, which was...
Did they get it back?
No, unfortunately not, no. Anyway, open during the day, sports bar most evenings when the Premiership is on, with subscriptions to BT Sport, Sky Sports and ESPN. So all of the big games, which are inclusive of Champions League, FA Cup, and then we do one-off events such as all the WWE, the Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, all the big sporting events that you'd expect to see, but also all of the small ones as well. So we've got a good following for Spanish football, which usually is broadcast on Tuesday and Sunday as well. And then events that people can come to, pay to, and so forth. Slow dating every other Tuesday, which is a slower version of speed dating. And the purpose of the name is because in speed dating, and I'm talking through research, not through personal experience, you get 2 minutes with each prospective partner, but during slow dating, you get 4 minutes with each prospective partner.
So double the time.
Double the chance of love.
From speed to slow.
Exactly. But it also obviously draws the whole procedure out a little bit longer, and you do tend to see people who get overly inebriated because they don't expect to be there as long as they should be.
But 2 minutes can make all the difference.
Those 2 minutes, exactly.
And either does that cater to all ages?
We've seen all sorts. I mean, primarily it's like 20. I mean, in fact, no, I lie. There are different age brackets. So every 2 weeks there's one for 18 to... Sorry, not every 2 weeks. There's one for 18 to 25s, and then there's 25 to 30, and then there's 30 to 35, and so forth and so on. But they recommend that you go to their website, slowdating.com, to find out all of the information. More importantly, and more directly aimed towards students, is the infamous or notorious or whatever word you want to use for it, Fuzzy Ducks, which found its way down from the O2, which is on Cowley Road, 2 years ago. We've been hosting it now very successfully since 2012. It's the highest attended night that we host, with over 1,200 people coming down weekly during term time. And it would be more if we could fit more in the venue, but we just simply can't get them all in. It is incredible. The atmosphere is outrageous. The promoters have invested so much into the night, into the venue, into the content. Yeah, and it's something you need to be here to experience.
So is that mainly for Brooks students?
It's primarily aimed towards Brooks students. Okay. It's the official sports society's night.
Okay.
So expect to see the entirety of the lacrosse team semi-naked, shouting at the entirety of the tennis team, who are also semi-naked but from a different part, while they all come together in a big wall of hugs whilst dancing along to Baywatch and then throwing their t-shirts in the air.
Great.
Waving around.
Is there a night for Oxford students as well?
So Slow Dating is Tuesday, Fuzzy Ducks is Wednesday, and then Friday night is Oxford University, a night called Retox. That's actually one of our staple brands. That's one of the foundations of Wahoo as a company or as a venue. That started in 2010. The reason for that was when this venue was Bar Research and Genres before, it had a very strong following with Oxford University for a night called Vodball, I think it was. And then when that venue went into administration, Oxford University didn't know what to do with themselves on a Friday, and they were just wandering around aimlessly around Oxford City Centre, I'm told, until we opened 6 months later, and then they literally descended in droves. And since then, it has been the most popular Oxford University student night on a Friday. Well, throughout the week, in fact. Again, it attracts over 1,200 people per week. I've asked people why they enjoy it so much, and they can't give me a definite answer. They like the fact they can walk around, they like the fact they can dance around, they like the fact they can get, quote, hooned, which I'm not gonna advocate. That's their word, not mine. But they enjoy the atmosphere, and they have done for 4 years, and we hope to do it for another 4 years at least.
Great. Well, that brings us on to Saturday night, I guess.
Yes.
So tell us about your new big Saturday night event.
Our most recent acquisition has been something that we've been trying to get for now over 2 years. I'd be surprised if people have never heard of it. It's propaganda. It's probably the most high-profile partnership that we've worked with. So Propaganda is our new Saturday night, and it launches on 13th of September.
And how did you get that? Is that used to be at the O2, didn't it?
It used to be at the O2, yeah.
How do you think Fuzzy Ducks helped with
Interestingly, Fuzzy Ducks did help. We were running Fuzzy Ducks. I think it was the third Fuzzy Ducks that we'd run in 2012. And we'd applied for a late license, so we were open until 5, and everywhere else would close at 2. And then this small guy, this weird guy with like a questionable comb over and very fashionable glasses and an outrageously tight blazer, he looked like a penguin, turned up. After we'd stopped letting in, and he said, "Oh, hi, I don't know if you know my name's Dan. I run propaganda." And I have been going to propaganda since 2003. Well, I used to go when I was at university anyway. So I kind of lost my shit. He's like, kind of hero worship. I was like, DJ Dan. His name's DJ Dan, not the most inventive DJ name of all time. But we invited him in and showed him around, and he liked the venue. And then he approached us 4 months later with the possibility of bringing propaganda down to Wahoo, or what was then the Junction. Various things stopped them bringing it down, and we've been in talks for now 2 years. Like I said, 2 years we've been talking to propaganda, and finally we've managed to acquire them. So yes, it is down to Fuzzy Ducks.
Okay, so you're going to have three big student nights now after this.
That's the
idea. Is propaganda a student night?
Propaganda's a symbiotic event between students and locals. They want the music to speak for itself, which appeals to both students and locals at the same time.
What kind of music is that?
So it's broken down into two floors. So you've got the main room, which is propaganda. So propaganda, for those people who don't know, propaganda was launched in 2002 in Bristol. It was hosted at a venue called The Level, tiny little place set with three floors, started by DJ Dan, then moved it around several venues in Bristol, whilst it also expanded out throughout the UK. It's now in some city, like 25 cities around the UK. It's also in Ibiza. It's at every major European festival. It's in Sydney, in Australia. It's also in South Africa or something. So it's something ridiculous. It's an international brand. So they know what they do, and they do it well. So the main arena is propaganda, which is all indie hits, indie mega hits, and all up-and-coming indie rock, disco flavours, beats, if you will. You know, expect to hear Blur and Oasis from the 90s, and then The White Stripes, Bastille, 1975's, Arctic Monkeys, all of that. Everything that makes you jump up and down like a fool at a festival is what you should expect from propaganda. But they always have two rooms, and the second room is something called Popaganda.
Nice.
Yeah, good. And that is, you know, your soul commercial classics. So everything that you would expect to hear in the, well, everything you're hearing in the charts and would expect to see at a hear at a commercial nightclub, you're going to hear at Popaganda. And they also infuse that with kind of early, in fact, this is a quote from them, early 90s beats, which you'll throw in.
That beats with a Z.
Beats with a Z, yeah.
So tell us about the launch then on the 13th.
So the launch party is this Saturday coming on the 13th. The Propaganda Boys have roped in some of the best DJs that they can gather from the southeast. They've got some secret content that they don't want me to announce on radio. They want people to come down and actually see it. They're going to be giving out their membership cards to everyone who pops down. If you sign up for their mailing list, you'll get a membership card which gets you £1 off entry weekly, 10% off all your drinks while you're inside Propaganda. They've got venue decor galore, and we're also open through until 5 a.m. So it's going to be a massive party. We expect to see people in their droves, in their thousands, coming down. We're very excited.
So if I came down to Propaganda, what are the drinks prices like? Is it going to be a cheap night for students?
It's competitive. We don't like using the word cheap. Value for money is what we're looking for. So we're aware that some of the, you know, the core people who follow Propaganda around the country, and in particular around Oxford, are students. So we need to be, we need to cater for them and their budget. And we also want the people who come down who are locals, who also like the music and the atmosphere, to enjoy the night and also see its value for money. So whilst it's not extraordinarily cheap, it's good value for money. So you're looking at £2.25 for a vodka and mixer, £2 a bottle of beer, £2 a bottle of Alcopop, £5 for £10 for Jaeger bombs. It's value for money. It's not cheap.
Sounds very competitive.
Competitive is the word. Yeah. So overall, so you're looking at entries from £4, and like I said, if you get one of your membership cards, you've got £1 off that as well. And then when you come through, I'd expect you to probably spend about £10 while you're inside the venue. So you're looking at no more than £15. And if you're savvy and if you're a member, you can get 10% off your drinks as well. But the purpose of this is we want people to have a really good time. We want people to come in, you know, have a dance to some incredible music, enjoy the atmosphere, be in a venue with a bunch of people who are enjoying exactly the same thing at the same time, and we want you to come back as well. So we're not here to rip you off. We don't want you to come in, spend £40, go home with nothing in your wallet and think, oh God, I'll never go back there again. It's all about repeat customers. We want to foster some loyalty and get some people coming back on a weekly basis.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be one of the main places to go on a Saturday night.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. That's what we're aiming for.
Great, well, thanks very much for talking to us, Pete, and I hope you have a good launch this weekend.
No worries, thank you for having me, and don't forget, come and have a propaganda at Propaganda.